Chapter 2. An amazed Janaka relates the joy of his own experience on realizing the subtleties of the principles explained.
Janaka said, "O, I am stainless, tranquil, pure consciousness, and beyond nature. All this time I have been deceived by delusion. As I alone give light to this body, so I do to this universe. Therefore the whole universe is mine, or else nothing is. Now, abandoning the body and everything else, through this knowledge I am able to perceive the true self. As waves, foam, and bubbles are not different from water, so the universe emanating from the self is not different from it. As cloth on investigation is found to be thread only, so the universe on investigation is found to be nothing but the self. As the juice of sugar cane wholly pervades the sugar produced in it, so this universe produced in me is completely permeated by me. From ignorance of the self, the world appears, and with knowledge of the self, it appears no longer. From ignorance of the rope, a snake appears, and with knowledge of the rope, it appears no longer. Light is my essential nature. I am not other than that. When the world shines forth, truly it is I that shine. Oh, the universe appears in me, imagined through ignorance, just as silver appears in mother of pearl, the snake in the rope, and the mirage of water in the light of the sun. Just as a jug dissolves into clay, a wave into water, and a bracelet into gold, so the universe, which has emanated out of me, dissolves into me. How wonderful I am! Glory be to the self, for whom there is no destruction, remaining even beyond the dissolution of the world, from Brahma down to the last clump of grass. How wonderful I am! Glory be to the self, one though with a body, neither going nor coming anywhere. I abide, pervading all that is. How wonderful I am! Glory be to the self. There is no one so capable as me, bearing the universe for all eternity, without touching it with the body. How wonderful I am! Glory be to the self, to whom nothing belongs, or to whom everything that can be thought of or spoken of belongs. Knowledge, the knowable, and the knower, these three do not exist in reality. I am that stainless substratum in which these three appear due to ignorance. Duality is the root of misery. There is no remedy for it other than the realization that all objects of experience are unreal and that I am one, pure consciousness and bliss. I am pure consciousness. Through ignorance, I have imagined myself to have attributes. Continually reflecting in this way, I abide as the undifferentiated. There is neither bondage nor liberation for me. The illusion has lost its support and ceased. The universe exists in me, though in reality it does not exist in me. I have realized that the body and the universe are nothing. So on what now can superimposition be possible? The body, heaven and hell, bondage and liberation, and also fear, all this is pure imagination. What have I to do with these? I, whose nature is pure consciousness. I see no duality. Even the multitude of human beings has become like the wilderness. To what should I attach myself? I am not the body, nor is the body mine. I am not a living being. I am consciousness. It was my thirst for living that was my bondage. Rising with the wind of the mind, the diverse waves of the world are produced in the boundless ocean of my being. In the boundless ocean of my being, the wind of the mind dies down, the ship of the universe and the traitor-like Jiva meet their unfortunate end. How strange that in the boundless ocean of my being, the individualized selves, as waves, spontaneously arise, collide, play, and disappear.